أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته في الدنيا والآخرة لمستكم فيما أفضتم فيه عذاب عظيم. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the episode of the accusation that was made against Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that do not imagine this to be evil or something bad for you. In reality, it is something good for you, through which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has elevated the ranks of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Allah addressed the believers and informed them that when they heard of it, why did they not think good about themselves? And they should not harbor ill thoughts and should not have bad thoughts about Muslims whenever they hear something negative about the next Muslim person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that they were required to produce 4 witnesses if they were to make this type of an accusation, which they did not do. In the next ayah, ayah number 14 of Surah An-Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Had it not been for Allah's grace upon you, had it not been for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you in the dunya and in akhirah, لَمَسَّكُمْ فِيمَا أَفَضْتُمْ فِيهِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. A grave, great punishment would have afflicted you for what you had indulged in. Meaning it's so serious what you have uttered, so serious the gossip, the fabrication, the lies and the accusation that you had indulged in and that you got busy with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, it is only the grace and mercy of Allah that you did not suffer a punishment. Otherwise you deserved to be punished for it. And that is how great it was. But Allah's rahmah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's grace was such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not allow the punishment to reach you. إِذْ تَلَقَّوْنَهُ بِأَلْسِنَتِكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you are welcoming it. You are receiving it with your tongues. وَتَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِكُمْ مَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. And you are saying with your mouth that which you had absolutely no knowledge of. How often this happens. Something we do not have any knowledge about, something we do not know the reality of, something we do not know the facts about, and we are readily receiving it, spreading it, speaking about it. This is destructive. It destroys our good deeds. Imagine if a ghibah, backbiting, and saying something bad about somebody else behind their back, which is actually true. Backbiting is saying something negative about somebody that is true about that person. Something bad in that person, and it's true about him. If backbiting has the potential of destroying our good deeds, imagine how much more destructive an accusation is. Something that is false, something that is a lie, something that is not even true. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you are very readily welcoming it, receiving it with your tongue, and speaking about it. وَتَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِكُمْ. And you are saying with your mouth, مَا لَيْسَ لَكُمْ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. That which you have no knowledge about. وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا. And you thought nothing of it. You imagined it to be something light. You imagined it to be something trivial. And you did not even consider it a sin. وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you consider the lie, the accusation, to be something small, to be something trivial. وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. But in the sight of Allah, it's something very grave. It is a grave and great sin to spread this type of a rumor and even speak about it. وَلَوْلَا إِذْ سَمِعْتُمُوهُ. Why, when you heard it, why is it that when you heard it, you did not say, مَا يَكُونُ لَنَا أَن نَتَكَلَّمَ بِهَذَا. It does not befit us to speak about this. Why did you not say this? Why did you not tell one another? And this year also we learned from it that we should encourage the next person. When somebody brings some information to you, or speaks ill about somebody else, or backbites about somebody else, or speaks a lie against somebody else, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, why do you not tell each other? مَا يَكُونُ لَنَا أَن نَتَكَلَّمْ بِهَذَا. it is not befitting of us to utter these words. It is not befitting of us, we are believers, we are mu'mineen, we are Muslim, that person is a believer, that person is a mu'min. It is not befitting of us to speak about this, about that person. Simple rule and principle for us to understand. Whenever we wish to speak about somebody else, ask yourself the question, would you like somebody to say what you are about to say of the next person? Would you like somebody to say that about you in your absence? If you do not want anyone to say that about your own self to somebody else, then don't say that to anyone else about that person. Simple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا يَكُونُ لَنَا أَن نَتَكَلَّمَ بِهَذَا. Tell one another, my brother, we should not be saying this. My sister, we should not be uttering these words. We are believers. We don't indulge in something that does not concern us. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مِنْ حُسْنِ إِسْلَامٍ مَقْتَرْتُهُمَا لَا يَعْنِينَ. Part of the beautification of your deen. If you want to beautify your deen, don't get involved in what does not concern you. Leave it out. Don't speak about it. Ignore it. It has nothing to do with you. It does not make a difference if you get involved. In fact, it is going to be destructive for you. Subhanak, hada buhtanun azim. Why did you not say, Allah tells the Muslim community, Subhanak, at that time, why did you not say, glory be to Allah, hada buhtanun azim. This is a great accusation. Call it an accusation. As we said, if there is no evidence that is accepted Islamically to prove what was said, then it is a lie, it's a fabrication, and it must be treated as such. يَعِذُكُمُ اللَّهُ أَن تَعُودُوا لِمِثْرِ هَذِهِ أَبَدًا إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah admonishes you to never repeat this again. Don't ever repeat this again. Don't ever treat information the way it was treated on this occasion regarding Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Allah said, يَعِذُكُمُ اللَّهُ. Allah admonishes you, أَن تَعُودُوا لِمِثْرِهِ أَبَدًا, that you should never ever repeat this in the future. إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ, if you are really believers, if you are true believers, then you will never repeat what you have done. وَيُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the verses clear for you. Allah has clearly spelled it out for you. Allah has clearly clarified it for you. Wallahu alimun hakeem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all knowledgeable and most wise.